Let's talk a little NIL and NFT with Mitt Winter from Kenny Hertz Perry Law Firm. I appreciate your time there, Mitt. Thanks for hopping on. David Schultz, how are you?
Doing good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right. So explain to us how college players are going to take advantage, you think, college athletes are going to take advantage of the name, likeness, and image that was just passed in the state of Alabama.
So there are a lot of different ways that college athletes will be able to take advantage of the new name, image, and likeness rights that these state laws, like the one that was passed in Alabama. You have your traditional ways that a lot of people think of, you know, like Mac Jones, Alabama quarterback last year, could have been in commercials for Nike, or it could have been in commercials for the local car dealership there in Tuscaloosa or somewhere else in Alabama. Then there are other things like signing autographs, holding camps, all kinds of different ways you could make an appearance at a restaurant or another event and be paid for that. So those are some of the more traditional ways. And then, as you alluded to, some athletes, so far it's just been athletes who have already used up their college eligibility or have declared that they're leaving college to be drafted, or starting to do these NFT deals.
All right, explain to us what these NFT deals are.
So an NFT is basically a certificate of authenticity and ownership for an object, where that certificate is stored digitally on a blockchain. And for those who might not be familiar with what the blockchain is, a blockchain is basically a digital public ledger where transactions are recorded. One that, you know, a lot of people might be familiar with is the blockchain, or the Bitcoin blockchain, where that records all the Bitcoins that have been mined in the world, who owns them, and any Bitcoin transactions. With a blockchain, the way it's set up, it's basically impossible to hack or manipulate this ledger that's created. So with the NFTs, there's a unique digital file stored on a blockchain that's then linked to a digital piece of art or video. The NFT itself doesn't contain the art. It's basically just a contract saying that the owner of this NFT then owns this other digital file. So with the college athletes that have sold these NFTs so far, it's been almost like a digital trading card, like a little piece of art that has the athlete in it. There have been three athletes so far that have sold these NITs, Luca Garza, Iowa basketball player, Evan Mobley, USC basketball player, and then Jalen Suggs, Gonzaga basketball player. And they've actually sold these NFTs for a pretty significant amount of money. Luca Garza was the first one to do this, and he sold his for $41,000, which is now up to $50,000 based on the cryptocurrency that it was purchased with. It's called Ether. Evan Mobley sold his for $4,600. Now it's worth about $5,370. And then Jalen Suggs sold his for about $10,400.
I mean, this is amazing because these kids are going to be able to do it on their own. And let's just pull a name out of the hat, say Bryce Young, new quarterback in Alabama. Is he going to be able to sell something like this on his own?
Yep. With the new law that goes into effect on July 1st in Alabama, yes, he would be able to work with an artist to create this like digital trading card like these other athletes have. Then all three of the people that have sold their NFTs, they've done it on this marketplace called OpenSea, where it's basically on this marketplace for a certain amount of time, people can bid on how much they want to purchase the NFT for, and then after a certain amount of time, the bidding is closed, and whoever has the highest bid gets the NFT. So, yeah, there are, you know, companies out there that will work with the athletes to create their NFT and then help get on this marketplace. So, as of July 1st, any athlete that wants to do something like this will definitely have that opportunity. So far, all the college athlete ones have just been the pictures, like the digital art. It's a little more tricky for the college athletes to do it with video highlights, like the NBA Top Shot. The NBA Top Shot's a deal between NBA and the NBA Players Association. So the NBA owns the broadcast rights to the NBA games.
All right.
And so in working with the NBA Players Association, the players are then able to use to have the highlights and sell those highlights through the Top Shot. With the college athletes doing this on their own, the athletes don't own the broadcast rights to the highlights, so they would have to somehow work with either their conference. So, you know, for Alabama, the SEC is the one that sells the broadcast rights to the broadcasters. So the SEC owns the broadcast rights. Somehow an athlete would have to try and work with the SEC or his school, his or her school, who might own some different broadcast rights to do that. So it's a little more tricky. You'd have to get buy-in from the school and the conference to do the equivalent of NBA Top Shot for a college athlete.
Mitt, you mentioned Ethereum, the cryptocurrency used to purchase one of these. Is that the preferred cryptocurrency that is being used to buy these? I mean, we hear about these other cryptocurrencies, but is Ethereum the one that's being used the most for these? And can you tell me why maybe that one and not some of the others?
Yeah, so far for all the college athlete ones have been purchased with Ether. That's the cryptocurrency that's used on the Ethereum blockchain. And that's because the Ethereum blockchain seems to be the preferred blockchain for these NFTs. And so since the NFTs are on the Ethereum blockchain, you use Ether to purchase them. It doesn't necessarily have to be on the Ethereum blockchain. So if it was on a different blockchain, you could use a different cryptocurrency to buy them.
Do you have cryptocurrency? Is this stuff real? Because it just seems a lot of fake.
I actually do not have any cryptocurrency, okay. Although I was able to buy a pack of NBA Top Shot about 2 weeks ago. So I have three highlights.
Oh, really?
No good ones. I can't remember who my best one was. I can't remember which three guys I got at the moment. But
you're not paying off your house.
I do.
Is what you're saying?
What's that?
You're not paying off your house with what you got in the Top Shot. Is what you're saying?
No, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
I do agree with you that it's hard to get those Top Shot highlights, though, especially the ones that I think, like you mentioned, came out yesterday or today. You have to own a certain number and then have all these points and things to get some of the newer drops. So they're not easy to get.
Which I guess is what puts a premium on it. If everybody could get them, although it didn't stop. Well, I guess it sort of started that way, and now regular sports cards, trading cards, are making a huge comeback.
Yeah, they are. I need to go back to my parents' house and check out my old collection in my closet.
Yeah, we did that. We got about $8.62. Goodness gracious. All right. Mitt Winter, really appreciate you coming on and trying to explain this stuff from Kenny Hertz Perry Law Firm. You can find him at kennyhertzperry.com. Really appreciate it, Mitt. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.